A frequency beyond space and time.
Unspeakable knowledge. It is Mad Tower Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mad Tower Radio. As always, your hosts, Daniel and Christian, are here to bring you the truth. But first, we wanted to go over why our upload schedule has been so crazy recently. And pretty much in my neck of the woods, they were like, back to work, everybody. So I'm back at work. And what's been going on with you, Christian?
Well, in my neck of the woods, my government has failed me, and I've had to get a full-time night job or die. So
nice.
I'm now,
and
yeah, I'm broadcasting truth waves directly to your ears from the studio, and by that I mean this new walk-in closet.
Yeah, you just moved to a new apartment complex, right?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing all weekend instead of, you know, talking about bat demons or whatever we do here.
And you had to go back to Illinois, right?
I did. I had to cross the worst, like, 700 miles of this country.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was it? Any nightmare zones?
There's something strange about Ohio going on.
Oh, yeah? What's strange about Ohio?
That place is cursed. Both coming in and going, like, back and forth, there was the densest, most horrifying fog I've ever driven through in my life.
Really?
The world doesn't exist except for 10 feet in front of me and these two lines. Just horrid fog.
Yeah, I do not enjoy driving through horrid fog when you'll just be driving through the middle of nowhere and then all of a sudden you're in Silent Hill.
Yeah, no, it swoops down and attacks you. It doesn't leave you any sort of guess as to when the fog hits. You just turn a corner and then you no longer can see.
Yeah, you gotta love it. It's been pretty foggy here in Louisiana. It's actually been really stormy here.
That's like swamp fog.
Yeah, it's a whole new kind of cursed. But we also plan to go back to doing our regular one cryptid and one conspiracy, but right now with our time constraints and uploading whenever we have time, we're just kind of bringing whatever we can to the table.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, I'll go ahead and get into mine. I brought a cryptid today.
Hell yeah.
Christian, have you ever heard of the Migos?
The Miga?
Miga, the S might be silent.
Is that the fly monster, this sort of anthropomorphic bug dude?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Far from it. Have you ever heard of the Lusca or Lussa? I don't know. It's L-U-S-C-A.
L-U-S-C-A. No, that's the most Italian-feeling word I've ever heard.
Well, I would just like to preface this before I get into it by saying that great volumes of water serve as a bulwark guarding sleep and an auger of the eldritch truth.
Oh, God.
The Lusca is said to be over 75 feet long or even 200 feet long, but no cases have been proven of other octopus species growing up to even half these lengths. To attack properly on the surface, the octopus would have to have one tentacle on the seafloor to balance itself. This would mean that such accounts, if real, would have to take place in relatively shallow water. Other descriptions also mention that it can change color, a characteristic most commonly found among octopi. The supposed habitat is rugged underwater terrain, large undersea caves, the edge of the continental shelf, or other areas where large crustaceans are found, which is supposedly on what they feed. It is sometimes described as a half-shark, half-octopus, and occasionally it is described as a half-octopus and half-beautiful woman, with hair so long it tangles around its victims before its tentacles drag it down. Although the general identification of the Lusca is with the colossal octopus, it has also been described as a multi-headed monster, a dragon-like creature, or some kind of evil spirit. And this thing comes from the Caribbeans.
Oh, that's lovely. You know, I was doing a sort of a peek at what I was going to do next week, and it's also a Caribbean monster. So this is a fusion squid beast or octopus beast.
Nice. But yeah, you see that shitty sci-fi movie, The Sharktopus?
No, I really didn't, but I should have. All four of them.
Well, I guess this is kind of what it's based on. But I just like that there's like a lot of different accounts of this thing.
Oh, it's had a lot of brush-ups?
Yeah, I'll send you some pictures of it right now. But like, this thing is pretty cool. I like that there's a bunch of different depictions of it. Yeah, you like that?
That's like a 5th edition monster.
I know. It's all pretty crazy to me.
And you said it lives on the edge of the continental shelf. There's nothing more cursed than the continental shelf. The ocean's horrifying.
I know. It sea beasts, specifically the octopus, they look so alien. I don't know what I was going for there. Oh gosh, this one's worse.
And that's like Leviathan art, like all of those crazy cool sea beast photos.
I know, like they're just sea monsters are a different breed. Like some of them are lame, like Nessie, the Loch Ness monster. I'm sorry. It's fucking lame. But sea monsters, for the most part, are fucking scary. Now, there was an episode on river monsters about this thing, the Lusca. River
fucking monsters.
Oh, River Monsters is a great show.
That show made me who I am. Is that the thing that he pulled out of the water?
I don't know what that is, man.
It's like cursed lamprey beast. This, ugh.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. But, like, the ocean, I hate it. I never want to go, like, in water that I cannot see.
Yeah, if I can break the wall down a bit, your brother this week went crazy. He was like, I'm never going into water that I can't see the bottom of. And like revealed his super phobia. Is that just a thing that runs in your family? Like you're a land beast family?
I guess, but that's fine with me. I have no problem being landlocked. But yeah, my brother came at us this week with something called submechanophobia. Is that? I'll look it up. It is like, of course, the top result is Reddit. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's like the fear of like half submerged mechanics.
like
mechanical things, I guess.
The Russian lake tank of wisdom.
Yeah, I guess the panzer of the lake.
Yeah.
No, but like just, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say I have like an outright fear of it. It's creepy looking for sure, but like when I look at these kind of things, it doesn't like, I'm not like, oh my god, get it away from me, you know.
It's got that horny isolated pirates thing again, except it's dudes who wanted to get like choked by hair.
Wait, what do you mean?
When you told me, you said that sometimes it's this beautiful lady squid beast. And then it, you know.
Horny pirate? Is that what you said? Jesus.
How they see sirens and mermaids and this cursed thing.
Everyone's like, oh my god, man. Like, I just saw this, like, horrendous octopus shark beast. And then one guy came back and they were like, did you see the horrendous octopus shark beast? And they're like, no, I saw the fucking beautiful octopus lady monster.
Yeah, the dude who's been on the boat too long.
Yeah, right. That guy was probably into a lot. But I'm looking at this submechanophobia scrolling down. This guy goes, local trail I hike, walking right over beside old sunken boards. And this guy took a picture of a 2x4 in the water, and he's like, oh, I'm so scared.
Jesus. If anything's in the water, it's haunting.
I guess, not a 2x4. I'm not going to be haunted by someone's old fucking Miller Lite can that they threw in the creek and I can see it at the bottom. Yeah, I mean, like, some of it's cool, but then some of it's like, oh my god, there's a boat underwater. Isn't that scary?
I mean, it's...
No, not
it's
really.
It's a good vibe. I think it's cool looking and pretty, but I don't think it's...
Oh, yeah, it looks cool, but it's not scary.
This...
Or some people are posting pictures of, like, the nuclear reactor fuel tanks. Those are scary. Those are just because I don't understand them.
Fucking amazing. Like, you know how some people go above and beyond and they cool their computers with water? That's it. That's it.
You have, like, a little mini, like, nuclear fuel tank?
That's what they do. They put the nuclear reactor in, water to keep it cool.
Man, I guess these people, they would really hate it if they saw that, what was the power plant that went down in Japan recently?
Fukushima.
There's a shitload of videos of, like, the dudes just driving the little lollybots down into the tanks.
Oh, no.
Trying to find the corium. Which I think we talked about this before when we were talking about the Black Beast of Chernobyl.
Oh,
but this has a whole new angle of the... submechanophobia to it.
Yeah, the combination of nuclear disaster and literally anything in the water.
Nuclear disaster. Hell yeah. Now,
this first image you sent me, dude's a shark Cerberus. Is that usually how it's presented in these images?
No, it's usually just presented with one head, but I saw the one with the three heads and I'm like, that looks fucking cool.
And... does this play at all into the fact that octopuses and squids are too smart and they're a danger to our life?
Oh, they are. They're really fucking smart. I honestly believe that if they had longer lifespans, that they would have, like, advanced drastically by now.
Anything that's smart enough to, like, open a peanut butter jar is, like, too smart to exist on this earth with me.
Anything that's big enough to kill me yet still small enough to fit through, like, a fucking 2-inch hole, it's become too powerful.
Oh yeah, like, they can fit through any crevice that their beak can fit through. Fuck that.
Yeah, octopi are insane. They're truly, like, alien animals.
You're on the front line, though. That you're in the good old bayou. That's where they're gonna go first.
Yeah. I'll come right out of the Gulf into the bayou. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like a on-ramp for them.
That's a perfect segue into the Migas, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bizarre freshwater octopus called Migas is a dangerous creature which can hide in very low water, as it can flatten its own body in bizarre ways. This stalking machine often uses one of its many tentacles, said to have more than 50, to drag prey into its calm waters, turning it into a splash of tentacles, blood, and gore. While they are related to octopi, there are many differences. They have more tentacles, they are more intelligent, and they are more aberrant. They can force their bodies through very small holes, so nowhere is safe from them. Like the tree octopus. I didn't look up anything about the tree octopus.
Tree octopus.
These creatures can survive out of water, but they have their weaknesses, so most Migas stay in the water. Some powerful evil creatures capture Migas and put them in private lakes or ponds so they can protect their treasure from them. Migas flesh is very tasteful, but hunting these creatures is almost impossible for peasants and common folk. So finding their flesh on the market is extremely rare and expensive. Migas jumped out at me, because it's jarring appearance. Look at one of the pictures I found of the Migas. Let me find it real quick so I can send it to you. But it looks fucking crazy. Hold on.
It has many weaknesses. Okay, dude. It's an octopus, like.
Oh, I think it's more. So other people have said that the Migas has a form. Yeah, look at that thing. Whoa. That just looks like a fucking like Eldrazi from Magic,
that's
right?
100% an Eldrazi.
Right?
I didn't think he was so big, so tall.
I know, this thing is crazy to me. Or here's this one. This one's my favorite.
And some,
I'll send it to
some
you right
bastard
now.
Like warlocks in the bayou take these things and guard their swamp treasure?
This one comes to us from Africa.
Oh, okay. Oh, that one's good. That's like the Ronald McDonald Kraken.
The Ronald McDonald Kraken? What?
Yeah, there's in like 1999, there's a Ronald McDonald movie where he's like a pirate and he fights a kraken. And it looks exactly like this thing.
Let me find this. McDonald's Kraken.
I'm telling you. I watched that movie on VHS when I was a youngin'.
So did I. McDonald's Kraken. Is it the blue thing?
It's like McDonald's Wacky Adventure Movie Kraken. I got you. I'll make this happen.
Oh, cool, cool.
So,
yeah, I've watched the movies, but I don't remember them at all.
I don't really like that these things are the forward assault units on the war against dry land. Like, these dudes get on the trees?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. The Migas just likes the water, but he's fucking amphibious. He can go on the assault.
He's a scout for the agenda. No, that's horrid.
And he can fucking like flatten his body in weird ways, it's saying. I don't know. But listen to this, right? The Migas, according to many accounts, is believed to possess human-like features such as legs. However, the creature does not commonly leave the water and finds its food source by sucking blood and brains out of infant human beings by hiding among rocks and striking out at passing canoes for an easy meal.
Oh, no. If he knows canoes, like, he's become too powerful.
No, the Migas is intelligent. He is going to kill you.
He has a taste for children.
He's just chilling, and then he has more than 50 tentacles, so it's not going to be hard for him.
Oh, I didn't realize he was strapped.
Oh, yeah, plus. He's insane. But this one is less of a cryptid. There's not a lot of sightings, but this one's more older. It's more so of a myth, you know?
Creepy.
But plenty of people claim that it's real, that the Migas is out there. And I'll say it right now, I am not going to doubt any kind of sea beast. Not at all.
For what reason?
The ocean is fucking huge.
Yeah, who knows what the hell's out there? I get that. Okay.
Yeah, like there's like massive dead zones in the ocean, right? I'm pretty sure that most of the ocean, I mean, I say pretty sure as I Google it, most of the ocean is like uninhabited, not uninhabited, but the fish only go through it like to migrate.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Most of the what the fuck?
So we getting a biology lesson now?
No, I just like most of the fucking ocean is like there's nothing going on. Fish are just swimming between it to migrate. Most of the action's happening on coasts.
Yeah, where life you know. Can exist. Yeah.
So who knows what the fuck's going on out in the middle of the ocean where nothing's happening. In the Marianas Trench, like in Pacific Rim, man, they could just be coming out of a portal in the bottom of this of the Marianas Trench.
We'd never know.
You know?
No, that's cursed. That's a blasphemous existence to be trying to find what's out there in the deep ocean.
Oh,
yeah, I found the McDonald's
Kraken.
That
is not the picture of the McDonald's Kraken I expected. I expected him to, like, be trying to fucking sell me a Big Mac, not look so horrid.
He tries to kill Ronald and his wacky gang of burger boys.
Dang. I wish he would have succeeded.
So do you
pretty creepy looking crack.
Feel any kind of affinity towards water beasts being a kind of what's the word? River rat yourself?
No. Never. I mean, we weren't really river rats. We were just fucking we were never on the river going boating, hanging out, fishing, because that just wasn't our thing.
I mean, I lost a sandal in the river once.
Yeah, I mean, I've been out there before a couple of times, but not enough to say I was a hobbyist or enthusiast of the river.
I mean,
plus, the rivers where we lived are fucking disgusting. For any of you wondering, Christian and I both come from a town where the only thing that people give a shit about in that town is that two rivers converge there. That's it.
It's not even like two good rivers. It's not like the Mississippi and anything else. It's two trash-ass rivers.
Yep. They're literally garbage. But
I spent a lot of my childhood just like looking out over the rivers and being like, are there sharks in there? Are there river monsters?
Yeah, you can never see the bottom of the water because it's always fucking brown. Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows who's down there? Maybe the Migos.
There's snakes in there and shit. I remember I was like really petrified of water as a kid when I found out that snakes be living in the water sometimes.
Probably one of my oldest memories is like, watch out for the water moccasins. And I'm like, who? The sandals, yeah, right? Bro? And they're like, no, the snakes that will kill you.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. Yeah, I was a fucking... You know, I've only had bad experiences with water now that I think about it.
You were a lifeguard.
Yeah. Okay, bad experiences with natural water. Okay. I'll rephrase. Okay. One day we're like at this camping club that my grandma used to be a member of. You've been out there a couple times. It was where we went camping.
Yeah.
And at the lake one day when I was like 8, I was just making a sandcastle with my brother and a fucking snake just comes out of the water coming right at us. I'm like, holy fuck. Like it was like petrifying. I just started running the fuck away, and the lifeguard heard us screaming, and the lifeguard just grabs a shovel and comes over and starts hacking the thing's head off.
A lifeguard equipped with a battle shovel makes me feel a lot safer.
Yeah, it was crazy. He cut the thing's head off, and I was just watching the body move around without the head. Christ. And you know, it's like when you see something really fucked up in Bloodborne and you just see the insight counter go up by one.
That was you. You gained knowledge.
That was me. That was me. I gained Eldritch knowledge that day. I was like,
Things die.
That's weird. It shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, duh.
And then at that same lake, I was swimming, having a good time, and I come out of the water, and there's this black thing on my foot, and I go to rip it off, and I'm like, it's a leech.
What? You've actually been leeched?
I've been leeched.
Did it hurt?
No, it didn't hurt. It was just stuck on there.
There's, like, a whole clan of disgusting, like, water blobs now that know the taste of your blood.
Yeah. It was crazy because the lifeguards were, like, pouring rubbing alcohol on it, trying to get it to let go because that's what you're supposed to do. And then, like, some fucking redneck dude walks up who I've never seen before in my life, and he's like, man, I got this, and just starts yanking it, trying to yank it the fuck off, and it wouldn't come off. And then he's like, oh, I know what'll do the trick, and he pulls out a lighter.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
please don't. And then, yeah, right? And then luckily the lifeguards are like, sir, we can handle this.
Sir.
I'm like, thank you. Please don't let him burn my fucking foot.
Can't cauterize this child. Jesus yep. Christ.
Yep. Fuck water.
Fuck.
And fuck everything it stands for.
Anything that's wet. Ugh.
One time I tried to do a fucking backflip off of a diving board and I just fucking cranked my head and that sucked. Yeah. Water sucks, man.
I mean, despite it being like the only one thing that gives us life, yeah, fuck it.
We would go back to that lake where we go swimming before I moved out, and they'd just be like, are you gonna get in the water, Dan? And I'd be like, nope.
Never again.
You guys have fun. Not to mention, it's a fucking lake, so it's just a stagnant body of water. And, like, you know, geese are shitting everywhere. Kids are pissing in it.
Oh, is it?
Like, obviously, the lake cleans itself.
Oh. Eventually. How does this lake clean itself?
I don't know. Water. Water be wildin'.
Like,
do lakes clean themselves?
That doesn't make any sense to me. Do the fish suckers do it?
Let me see.
Or like natural ecology bullshit?
Alright, well, there's no easy answer and I don't feel like reading a whole last paragraph, but yes, lakes do clean themselves. But even then, the swimming area for the lake is super small compared to the entire size of the lake. So within that localized area, it's just piss central.
Did you ever go up to the worst lake? Michigan?
Which one? Oh, Michigan sucks, dude. I've been up there both times I've been up there. It's been like a 98 degree. I'm sweating my fucking ass off, and I go to dip a toe in the water, and the water's like 50 degrees. Yeah, I'm like, what the
fuck? Somehow Lake Michigan is the coldest lake that's ever existed. It's like an ice bath all year round, and I don't know how.
Yeah. Yeah, it's stupid.
Like when I was like 4 or in grade school, they were like, yeah, a bunch of glaciers receded back to the north and dug out these lakes. So I think I thought, like, the floor of Lake Michigan was still, like, a glacier. Which seems cooler now than it does then.
Oh my gosh.
Like, frozen ice bottom of a lake.
You know, my last experience with that lake, my last, like, cursed experience is, there I am, once again, on the fucking beach building a sandcastle, and just out of nowhere a man in full scuba gear just comes swimming out, just walks right onto the shore and gets out. Like, he's talking to someone and we're like within earshot, and he's like, man, how long were you down there for? And he's like, oh, I was just down there for like about an hour. I'm like, what the fuck?
If I had the gear, the equipment, I would just be chilling underwater too.
I would not. Because here's another thing that always scared me, which might have a fuel for my deep water fear, right? So out in the deep end of the lake, there's after the drop-off, right?
Yes.
The water gets a little colder. It's like pitch black, and there's this raft out there. And all the cool kids would always swim out to the far raft and do like flips off of it and stuff. And I was like, I want to be that. I want to be that cool kid. So we swim out there. And I remember I jumped off once and I had goggles on and I open my eyes and I look over and all I see is like a chain going coming from the raft and going straight down. And I looked down as far as I could. And I could not see the bottom, but I could just see the chain keep going down. And I'm like, this is horrifying.
That's a straight up haunting image. I love that.
Yep.
The raft was anchored. Okay. I was like, what the hell's going on with the chain?
Yeah, yeah. No, the raft was tethered to the bottom. Got but you. I couldn't see the bottom. I couldn't see this. I just saw this chain keep going down. I'm like, I hate this.
Didn't you say one of these squids is able to like tether itself to the ground?
The Luska can balance on the bottom of the ocean floor with one tentacle, theoretically, if its size is to be believed.
That's haunting to think that like an octopus beast is one tentacle anchored into the dirt so it becomes a water turret. Or a lawnmower in the water.
Yeah. And so I wanted to bring up our favorite author here, H.P. Lovecraft.
Mm.
Right. Now, there's no footage of these guys, none that has any credibility of it today. Why are there not any accounts of it? Well, could it be that these things are eldritch beings, and if you see them, you can't remember it, or you go insane?
Are you telling me these things have neural wiping abilities?
I mean, I guess in the same sense that if you see an eldritch being, you can't comprehend it, and you go crazy.
I could definitely see that for these creatures. If I don't understand it, like, your brain wants to build something that it understands for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that could be a look into why there are so many tales of sea beasts?
For sure. If you see something, a billowy shadow, a form in the water, and you are some fucko farmer from the middle of England, and you're, oi, what's that beast? Your brain's gonna try and develop something that it can comprehend. Like, it has a, I believe people's brains have a safe space that they understand, and going out of it is not good.
Yeah, for sure. And then, like, you know, you also gotta think, like, you're seeing an octopus for the first time. Ever.
And the craziest thing you've seen before that is a cow.
Yeah. You know, a wolf, a bear, a deer, all these like fucking quadruped like mammals, you know.
And you see this 8-limbed, disgusting suction cupped hell fiend.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were no cameras back then, so all you could do is take someone's description of it.
Or
if you could even read, you know.
Or some cursed painting. Or you read about, like, the Leviathan in the Bible, and you're like, that's him. I know that guy.
Yeah, that's him.
That's the sea beast. That's me.
Well, while we're on the topic, I wanted to close this off with a question for you.
Oh.
Considering that we both have an affinity for Lovecraftian literature, and he's stated multiple times that he was not trying to start a new religion, it was all purely fictional, and he was just having a good time, do you think that there's any sort of merit to the existence of any sort of eldritch Lovecraftian entities in the world?
I'm not really set on maybe pulling his specific mythos into the world. I don't
Right, right. No, that's what I mean. I'm not being like, do you think Cthulhu is real? I just mean, do you think that there's beings that exist in the fourth and fifth dimension that we can't even comprehend?
It seems to me, at least, that like, just like with the sea creatures, you know, we get comfortable with our perception. We understand what we understand as far as our senses can find, and I'm willing to bet there's some beings with consciousness beyond our understanding that might appear like swirling, chaotic masses, or might appear like sentient clouds or something that's just not our world, that because of this cultural touchstone that he's made, will put them in this kind of box.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think that's a good way of looking at it, you know.
He framed our brains to be able to classify these things.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think we should thank him for that, because could you imagine our society encountering a, like, something like that to this day with no, like, framing of it, of like, oh, there's things out there we don't understand.
If Lovecraft didn't become this cultural touchstone, it might have been somebody else. It might have been, I guess, a more Stephen King-type perception of some of it.
So you think, like, even if it wasn't Lovecraft, you think fictionally, philosophically, culturally, we were moving towards fiction like Lovecraft's cosmic horror?
We pulled from the Nameless Beast of Berkeley Square episode, he pulls from the gothic genre, so there's this sort of ideas already swirling around, and he kind of Tolkien-esque qualified it into this mythology and this family tree. But especially like our 2020 existence, I'm willing to bet something probably would have mixed in the space age sort of sci-fi boom that would have created something similar. Like, as we became more interested in space, as some sci-fi writer wanted to get his jimmies off, I could have seen a similar type of world develop.
Okay. And there you go, folks. I, Daniel, have just bullshitted for my half of the podcast on two entries that I found on cryptids. Thanks for playing. You got gypped.
Thanks for coming to the squid variety half hour.
Yep. Oh, I'm pretty impressed with myself. I was like, man, how am I going to fucking talk about this stupid squid for a half hour?
Telling haunted stories from your childhood is a great way to fill the dead air, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, without further ado, I'm very eager to hear what you've brought us today.
Yeah, speaking of horrid memories from your childhood, this whole entry is going to talk about the Catholic religion. So, let me start with a little questionnaire for you. Did you, and let me know if this is ever too much doxing information, did you ever grow up in a religious household?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a Christian denomination? Like, did you attend any kind of weekly religious ceremony type thing?
We went to church on Sundays.
Okay.
But we moved around a lot when I was a kid, so we kind of just my family weren't of any sort of certain denomination, but we would just go to the church of whatever denomination was in town, if okay. that makes sense. Like, we were always non-denomination, but we lived in a town where the only church was a Baptist church. So we were like, eh, it's generally the same.
That's pretty cool.
And so we just went to the Baptist church. And then we moved again, and it was Methodist. And we were like, eh, pretty much the same. And we just went to the Methodist church. It didn't really matter.
See, I like that way better. That seems way more open and experiential than my grandmother saying, "You're going to church, boy." The Catholic church.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, I was way too young at those times to remember.
Okay.
If there were any differences between them, I really don't think there was. I think it was just small town church. They weren't like, "This is a Baptist church, and we are Baptist, and we will do Baptist things in our Baptist house." And vice versa with the Methodist one. I mean, really the only thing about it that was Baptist or Methodist was the name. I couldn't even tell you the differences right now.
Well, in your religious scholarly pursuit, do you think that you could tell me how the world was created according to those mythologies?
Well, according to the Bible, God said, "Let there be light," and then he said, "Let there be a bunch of other shit."
Yeah. No, that's yep. it. He said, "Let it be." That's how it do.